Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you. We can bow down to you. We thank you that we can even come in and kind of physically close the door to the noise outside. And Lord, help us to close the doors really to the noise that's coming inside of each of us with all of the various things going on in the world and the things around us. But here we are. Here we are. Help us to get alone with you, even in a group. And would you lead us in this time this morning to hear your word and then to pray aright as you would lead us in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as you know, we finished Psalm 119 last week, and we were 11 weeks there in that glorious psalm of nothing but the cleanliness of the Word of God. But the Word of God is so perfect, and now we move into a new section a little bit. The next 15 psalms, we're going to be in the what they call the Psalm of Ascents, going upward, ascension, upward. These are really psalms that are short. They're from the heart. They're very visceral. I don't know that you can really understand these without being Jewish, but the Holy Spirit has no preference of Jews or Gentiles, so he will speak to each of us appropriately. But in these Psalms of Ascents, they were sung basically, among other times, they were sung by the pilgrims going to Jerusalem for the feasts. There were three feasts a year that God specified for the nation of Israel, designed to keep their attention on him. Such a beautiful design. But even with all that, if you go to Israel today, they will keep all the holidays for a day off from work, but they won't really be worshiping the Lord. So we grieve in this nation. We used to have Easter, which I never liked the word, but say Resurrection Day, same thing. And we would get off from school or whatever for an Easter vacation, and everybody knew that was to celebrate. I say everybody. Most people knew that was to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. No longer Easter, it's spring break. And we used to have Christmas break. And we all know that December 25 probably wasn't the day Christ was born, but that's the day we celebrated. But now it's no longer Christmas break, it's winter break or whatever break it is, right? So this nation has totally taken the Lord out. But here we have Israel, and they had, God had put everything in place for them perfectly, and yet they had turned their back on the Lord as well. We see a lot of similarities, I think, between Israel and between the United States in terms of God being involved in the formation. I think Israel was number one because Israel is Jehovah's wife. But God was very much looked to and involved with the formation of this land. And so as we see here the grieving here of the psalmist of some of the things against Israel, the lies against them and so forth, we can relate to that, because do you see any lying going on around us these days? So this is a plea for relief from bitter foes. And the bitter foes are basically presented here in Psalm 120 as those who are lying, those who are lying. And so how do we begin? That's the important thing. It's not, I mean, we come in here today. I hope you're here today to find, in one way, a source of peace, freedom from lies, freedom from noise, freedom from deception. And I think that's one of the real keys of the body of Christ gathering together to get away. And some of us may even have those in our own house or those in our own real close proximity that we have to have contact with almost on a daily basis, maybe. And we just want to get away from the noise of that falsehood and that constant lying lips that we talk about here in this psalm. So welcome. Welcome, and I pray we will find peace and find direction today on how to pray in spite of these things that are going on. But it starts out in a beautiful way, in my distress, in my distress. How many of you felt some distress in the last 2 or 3 weeks, particularly in the international arena? And I mean, there's so many things now. I don't know whether to focus on Ida, whether to focus on the border, whether to focus on Afghanistan, whether to focus on this nation here taking all these unvetted people in. And we're wondering just how many are sprinkled in there that just want to destroy this country. and yet at the same time, nobody wanting to take any responsibility for anything that has been going on. It's kind of distressing, isn't it? Aren't you glad this isn't your home? Aren't you glad we're just passing through? But the psalmist kind of seems to share that to me in a way. In my distress, what did he do? I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. That's the really good news, isn't it? We can cry out to a lot of things, but we won't even get an answer, or we're crying out to the wrong thing. But here, he heard me. Here's his prayer. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Deliver me from lying lips. Actually, not just deliver me, deliver my soul. Deliver my soul, O Lord. That's the soul is the most inner part here. Deliver me all, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. And he goes on, verse 3, what shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, false tongue? So, acknowledging lying all around you. So, what do we do about it, or what is to be done about it? Well, the psalmist kind of cries out, how about sending sharp arrows from the mighty? You know, arrows are, from in those days, were very, very powerfully from metal bows, but think about God shooting his arrows. And so he has two suggestions here. Sharp arrows from the warrior or coals of the broom tree. And what in the world does that mean? Well, the broom tree is, I think, is similar to our mesquite wood here to a degree. Broom tree wood was the easiest to ignite, burn the hottest, and last the longest. So what is the biggest defense against lying? Well, sharp arrows from God. That is a big one, right? Secondly, coals of the broom tree. And some see even, you know, the semblance of talking about the lake of fire and hell and so forth, which is forever. But the broom tree coals last longer than other coals. So it's kind of pointing in that direction, it looks like. So what shall be done to you, you false tongue, you liars? Well, how about sending the sharp arrows, Lord? And how about filling them with coals of the broom tree? Now, in verse 5, he turns on a little bit more to the feeling that he's no longer in Israel. And maybe he's not, because as time went on, Israel got dispersed. You know, every male was supposed to come to Jerusalem 3 times a year, if possible. And in the land of Israel, if you were there, you got there at least once a year. And if you could, you would go there whenever you could. But we're talking here now about Meshach and Kedar. Meshach is Turkey today. And if you lived in the western part of Turkey and you wanted to go to Jerusalem for a feast, how long would it take you to walk there? It would take you a long time, right? I mean, it wasn't jumping on a plane in an hour and a half you're there. You would be walking for maybe a month each direction. And I don't think you would go 3 times a year. I don't think you'd even go once a year. You might only go once in your lifetime. And then think about the ascending to Jerusalem. Those of you who have been to Israel, you know, Jerusalem, you go up to it pretty much from every direction, especially from the east, coming up from about 1,600 feet or whatever it is below sea level, all the way up to 2,400 feet above sea level. And if you go from sea level Mediterranean to the east, you go up 2,400 feet. So it's going up to Jerusalem. And, you know, I've made that trip many times, private cars, taxis, buses. And that's like this, you know, it's like you could drive from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in maybe 40 minutes and you go up. But think about walking. Think about walking that maybe 10 miles. And as you go up the hill, you keep going, you get closer to it, and they would be singing these ascension psalms, I believe. And when you come in from the east side, you see 3 spires, the first thing you can see. And then you get a little bit higher, you can see a little bit more, a little bit more, and a little bit more. And it's very thrilling. Even if you're not a Jew, it's thrilling. It's thrilling to land in the airport there. And it just, the plane always breaks out in applause, typically. And but here, he is saying, woe is me, I dwell in Meshach and in the tents of Kedar. That's Saudi Arabia. So those were Gentile places, basically. They were not Jewish places. And so he feels so out of it now, he's not even in Israel anymore. And this would apply to some people. They wouldn't be in Israel anymore. And, I mean, let's just put it in our vernacular. How many of you feel that you're no longer in a godly nation? We all feel that, don't we? I mean, it's true. It's true. Woe is me that I dwell in Meshach, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelt too long. How many of you are ready to be with the Lord? My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. Verse 7, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Can you relate to that? My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. You know, whenever you get the chance to talk to people, and I hope that's all the time, every day, we really need to focus on the importance of staying on track with the Lord, because it is really difficult to stay on track with the Lord, because whatever anybody says, it starts, it can lead to a whole discussion on something that's going the wrong direction. But He is our hope. He is the answer. And whether it's fear of COVID or whether it's fear of whatever it's fear of, the fear is appropriate if you don't know the Lord. You better be afraid. But He is the answer, right? He is the answer to that virus, which is 100% fatal, which we all have. And He is the only answer. My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. You know, I was walking, actually yesterday, I was walking several days this week, but I kept coming back to peace be with you. I hadn't even spent any time on this psalm yet, peace be with you. And then I thought, well, that's a good greeting, but why don't we just say, His peace be with you. So for the next four or five people I saw on bicycles, I'd say, His peace be with you. And I got some interesting reactions. But I didn't get anybody that said, well, I don't want that. No, they all want that, right? But here, with one who hates peace, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. So there are those out there, always have been, this is 3,000 years old writing here, generally speaking, if it's from David. You know, in the 15 Psalms, four are specifically mentioned as from David. One is specifically mentioned from Solomon, and the others are anonymous. But whoever wrote them, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit writing them. But when you think about the people that aren't for the Lord, they just want to fight, don't they? They want to fight. They want to fight over everything. Get on the freeway if you don't think that's right. And make somebody just a little bit uncomfortable. Man, do they explode, right? They want war. They want to just fight. They don't want peace, right? So where are we in all of that? Well, I think this sums up kind of where our hearts are. And so now we have that opportunity to cry to the Lord and to know that He hears us. And we want to cry to the Lord as led by the Spirit. And so let's use these moments here this morning to be in prayer in the way the Spirit would lead us, because that's the right way. Because, you know, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray for these situations, really. But I know that He is the answer, and I know that He knows. So, Lord, lead us in this time of prayer now. We thank You for Your word. Thank You for the opportunity to be here this morning. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Let's close with this song that we have on the front page here. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. to handle anything that comes my way, to do much more than I could ever dream, and then finally, most important, to make me what he wants me to do. So let's sing this together, if we may. Able, help us to respond to you and to be what you would have me to be, each of us to be. Bless each one here, continually filled with your Spirit today. You've left us here for another Saturday morning, at any rate, maybe not all day, but at least here we are. May we make a difference today in some way, as you would provide opportunity for each of us. In Jesus' name, amen.